प्रभुपादन गुरुदेव, सो आई वेलकम वंस अगेन टू भक्ति संघ अजपा कॉन्फ्रेंस कॉल. टुडे वी आर वेरी फॉर्चुनेट टू हैव हिज ग्रेस गोवर्धन गिरिदास प्रभुजी टू एनलाइटन अस ऑन द टॉपिक श्री चैतन्य भागवत आदिकांड 1.2. बिफोर हैंड ओवरिंग द कॉल टू प्रभुजी, आई वुड लाइक टू हैंड ओवर द कॉल टू इंदुलेखा माताजी टू गिव द ब्रीफ इंट्रोडक्शन अबाउट द स्पीकर. इंदुलेखा माताजी, प्लीज टेक ओवर द कॉल.
Hare Krishna, Radharani Mataji, Hare Krishna, dear devotees. This is a brief introduction on His Grace Govardhan Giri Prabhu. Govardhan Giri Prabhu joined ISKCON in 1994 in Krishna Katha Desh, the Middle East. He speaks in many different languages, English, Hindi, Malayalam, and has served devotees in Krishna Katha Desh who speak these languages through classes and training. He was chiefly instrumental in developing the Malayalam preaching in Krishna Katha Desh, where he served from 1994 till 2008. Today, the Malayalam speaking congregation there is very huge. Many of those devotees have come back to Kerala and started new preaching endeavors. He has also been a servant of BBT and has served in the team that published the Srimad Bhagavatam in Malayalam and has assisted in translation of Nectar of Devotion and currently serving the team that is working on the translations of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. His principal service also includes serving as the chief editor of Bhagavad Darshanam, the Malayalam Back to Godhead, since its inception in 2010. He is also serving as a member of the Kerala Management Council, which assists the GBC regional secretaries. He still trains devotees in Krishna Katha Desh through electronic media, which includes weekly sessions of Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter-wise overview, and Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter-wise overview in Malayalam, and Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita overview in English. During the lockdown, Prabhuji conducted an online Bhagavad Gita course for beginners, which was attended by over 1,000 newcomers. He continues to conduct follow-up classes for these people online. He is currently stationed in Trivandrum and actively engages in various local preaching programs as well as programs throughout the state of Kerala. Welcome, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for joining us and giving us a class on Chaitanya Bhagavat. Look forward to hearing from you.
Hare Krishna. Thank you. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Nama Shrestham Manamapi Shachiputra Matra Swarupam Rupam Tasya Grajam Rupurim Madhurim Goshtavati Radhakundam Girivara Maho Radhika Madhavasam Rapto Yasya Pratita Kripaya Shri Gurum Tam Natusmi. जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम द चैतन्य भागवत आदिखंड चैप्टर 1 श्लोक नंबर 2. So, Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, Adikhanda, Chapter 1, Text 2. Namastrikala Satyaya Jagannatha Sutaya Cha సభృత్యాయ సపుత్రాయ సకాలత్రాయ తే నమః. నమస్తే త్రికాల సత్యాయ జగన్నాథ సుతాయ చ సభృత్యాయ సపుత్రాయ సకాలత్రాయ తే నమః. నమస్త్రికాల సత్యాయ జగన్నాథ సుతాయ చ సభృత్యాయ సపుత్రాయ సకలత్రాయ తే నమః. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్. ఓ మై లార్డ్, యు ఆర్ ఎటర్నలీ ఎగ్జిస్టింగ్ ఇన్ ది పాస్ట్ ప్రెసెంట్ అండ్ ఫ్యూచర్, yet you are the son of Jagannath Mishra. I offer my repeated obeisances unto you along with your associates, your devotee servants, your sons, your Goswami disciples, or the processes of devotional service such as the congregational chanting of the holy name, and your consorts who according to regulative principles refer to Vishnu Priya who is Bhu Shakti, Lakshmi Priya who is Sri Shakti, and Navadvipa which is Nila, Leela or Durga, and according to devotional principles, refer to the two Gadadhars, Narahari, Ramananda, Jagadananda, and others. Commentary by His Divine Grace Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. In the second verse of the auspicious invocation, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is addressed as follows. He is the Absolute Truth existing in the past, present, and future, and therefore He is eternal. I offer my obeisances to Sri Gaurasundara, the son of Jagannatha, along with his servants, sons, consorts and associates. The word Jagannatha Sutta is singular and so refers only to Sri Gaurasundara, Jagannatha Mishra's other son, Sri Vishwarupa or Shankararanya Swami is not referred to herein, as Sri Vishwarupa took sannyas in his childhood and had no disciples in the renounced order. Therefore, the later two adjectives of this verse, Sakalatraya and Saputraya, are not applicable to him. One may question how the word Saputraya can be applied to Sri Gaurasundara. In answer to this, it is to be understood that the Lord's renunciate Goswami disciples are accepted as his sons and his household disciples are accepted as his servants. The renunciate sannyasis who belong to the Achyuta Gotra are considered the Lord's sons. In the beginning of his Upadeshamrita, Srila Rupa Goswami has established his followers as Tridandi Sannyasis. They are actually the Lord's own family members. Sri Achyuta Prabhu, the son of Advaita Acharya, is the founding forefather of the Achyuta Gotra. And he is therefore addressed as Achyutananda. The followers of the two Prabhus, Sri Nityananda and Sri Advaita, are the servants of their Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. According to regulative principles, the consorts of Sri Gauranarayana are Vishnu Priya, who is Bhu Shakti, Lakshmi Priya, who is Sri Shakti, and Sri Navadvip Dham, which is Nila, Leela, or Durga. According to devotional principles, the consorts of Sri Gaur Govinda are Sri Gadadhara Pandita, Sri Gadadhara Das, Sri Narahari, Sri Jagadananda, Sri Vakreshwara, Sri Ramananda, Sri Rup Sanatana, and other Goswamis. Krishnadas Kaviraja Goswami has written in his Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Leela, Chapter 7, Text 14. One of them is Mahaprabhu and the other two are Prabhus. These two Prabhus serve the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu. శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామిని నామనే నమస్తే సారస్వతి దేవే గౌరవాణి ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్యసంహారిణే శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శివాసి భగవద్భక్తుడ. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. సో దిస్ ఈస్ ది సెకండ్ శ్లోక ఆఫ్ ది ఫస్ట్ చాప్టర్ ఆఫ్ ఆదిఖండ ఆఫ్ చైతన్య భాగవత. ది First shloka has already been touched upon. Ajanu lambida bhujau kanakavadhato sankirtanaika putarau kamalayatakshau vishwambharau dvijavarau yugadharmapalau vande jagatpriyakarau karunavatarau. That's the first opening shloka of the Chaitanya Bhagavata, which is the opening few shlokas, as we know, is Mangalacharan. And here also, these shlokas are actually Mangalacharan, and Later on, Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur will get into the subject matter of the book. So, after glorifying Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda Prabhu, that is in the first sloka, where it is said that because it is using the plural in Sanskrit, Ajana Lambida Bhujau, Kanakavadhatau, Sankirtana Pitarau, Amalayatakshau, and Vishwambarau, Dvijavarau, Yugadharma Palau. This is all plural in Sanskrit. So it is explained here that it is denoting both Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda. Together they are addressed as Vishwambhara, one who is holding Vishwa, that is Vishwambhara, holding the entire creation. So in that sense, they are both glorified as together holding up the entire manifestation. And also, they both look very similar. Ajana Labhida Bhujav, they are very tall and their hands are very long. And they are both golden complexion. Sankirtanaika Pitarau, they are the fathers of the Sankirtana movement. Like that, those who inaugurated the congregational chanting of the holy names of the Lord. Because, as we know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inaugurated the chanting of the holy name of the Lord, and it was Nityananda Prabhu who took it all around the place, especially in Navadvip and around Navadvip. It was given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Nityananda Prabhu to spread it. That is where the grassroots spread of the holy name, chanting of the holy name, took place. That is by the effort of Nityananda Prabhu and his followers. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of course, in many places, he sowed the seeds by traveling all over India, traveling to South India, traveling to Vrindavana. So like that, Mahaprabhu briefly visited many places all over India and he sowed the seeds of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Whereas Nityananda Prabhu, he established the chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra in Navadvip and the surrounding areas. So both founders of the Sankirtana movement did different activities in terms of spreading the Sankirtan movement. And we also know that Nityananda Prabhu, being the grassroots level preacher, also is considered to be more merciful than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in terms of giving Hare Krishna Mahamantra to the fallen conditioned souls. So there also Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains how both the great personalities are glorified and all the explanations are given there. And then as we move on to the second shloka, Namastrikala Satyaya Jagannatha Sutaya Cha Sabhrityaya Saputraya Sakalatraya Te Namaha. So Namastrikala Satyaya. Now he is, Vrindavan Das Thakur is glorifying Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu singularly and directly, as explained by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Srila Prabhupada. Here the indication is only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the second shloka, as he is glorifying him as Namastrikala Satyaya, one who is eternally true in past, present and future. Trikala Satya, ever existing in the past, in the present, in the future. And although you are that supreme absolute truth, you are also the son of Sri Jagannath Mishra. That is, although you are the supreme absolute truth, always existing, past, present and future, in yourself same position as supreme, still you are also the son of Jagannath Mishra. that is of the Lord also, picks and chooses whose son he becomes out of his causeless mercy. So, for the supreme absolute truth to become somebody's son, that is again the causeless mercy of the supreme personality of Godhead. And in his incarnation as Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has chosen Sri Jagannath Mishra as his father. And Vrindavan Das Thakur says, I offer my repeated obeisances unto you along with your associates, Sabhrityaya, all those who are servants of the Lord, and Saputraya, Putra means sons of the Lord, and Sakalatraya, Kalatra means wife or consort. So, as we all know, the Supreme Lord is Bhusri Nila Sameta. In all Vedic mantras, the Lord is explained like that. Bhudevi, Sri Devi, and Nila Devi, these three are always considered as the consorts of the Lord. So here, Vishnupriya Devi is Bhudevi, and Lakshmipriya Devi is Sri Devi, and Navadvipa is acting as Nila Devi. So these three consorts of the Lord. So together, all together, this is the entourage of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now, in this Kalatra also, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is adding the two Gadadharas, Gadadhar Pandit and Gadadhar Das, then Narahari, Ramananda, Jagadananda and others who also served the Lord in a very intimate manner. So, that also can be added as Kalatras, because in the Lord's mood, they were the ones who were facilitating the happiness of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in that particular mood of separation from Srimati Radharani. So, in that sense, they have also played the role of a consort. This is how we understand it, because as we know, in Chaitanya Bhagavata, there is very detailed, intricate, more detailed explanation of Navadvip Leela of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And there is much lesser explanation about the Jagannath Puri Leela of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So the Adi Leela and the Shishta Leela, as they call it. You know, the Adi Leela part of Adi Ghanda of Chaitanya Bhagavata is very elaborate. And when we approach Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, in many places we will find Krishnadas Kaviraja Goswami saying that I am not getting into the details of this Leela because Vrindavan Das Thakur has already explained it in much greater detail, he would say. And as we move to the Anti Leela of Chaitanya Charitamrita, there we would find that a lot of details given there is not there in the Chaitanya Bhagavata. So, Chaitanya Charitamrita is actually the final version rather of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela, because Chaitanya Bhagavat was originally named as Chaitanya Mangala by Vrindavan Das Thakur. Then he changed it because when Lochan Das Thakur wrote Chaitanya Mangala, then this was changed to Chaitanya Bhagavat. And finally, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami wrote Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami got the opportunity to refer Chaitanya Bhagavata, also Chaitanya Charita of Murari Gupta, and he also had all the Kadachas of Swarup Damodar Goswami, all the diaries that were kept by Swarup Damodar Goswami and Ramananda Rai about all the confidential interactions they had with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They had noted it down. So, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami had access to much more biographical data when compared to the other two biographers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that being a very voluminous work, that is Chaitanya Charitamrita by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami being very voluminous, Srila Prabhupada took that up and halfway, I mean, He was not even halfway into the Srimad Bhagavatam when Srila Prabhupada felt that I must now do Chaitanya Charitamrita and finish it off. And then the rest is history. As everybody knows, that is one of the very famous mystical happenings of early ISKCON days. I am sure many of you would have heard how that translating, then typesetting and printing and publishing of the Chaitanya Charitamrita is a very, it's like a folklore in ISKCON, because that is how Srila Prabhupada ran that, and it was the entire thing was published in record time, you know, because Srila Prabhupada gave so much importance to that. And because he knew that even he may not get time to go into Chaitanya Bhagavat or Chaitanya Mangal, so Prabhupada very wisely decided that he would do the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And also, Chaitanya Bhagavat was already commented upon by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada. So already there is a Gaudiya Bhashya to the Chaitanya Bhagavat, which is what we are referring to now. And Chaitanya Bhagavata also is considered to be simpler in comparison with Chaitanya Charitamrita. In the sense, see, one thing about Chaitanya Leela is that on the face of it, Chaitanya Charitamrita is full of rasa on one level, which is, if you read through the Madhya Leela pastimes, also Adi Leela pastimes, you would find there is a lot of very tasty episodes, whether it is the marriage of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or whether it is all these meetings of the devotees and all the feasts, you know. For example, there are hundreds of verses of Raghaveer Jali, you know, Raghav Pandit and his bag and what it contained. And practically, Chaitanya Charitamrita is also like a Madhya Leela. Many chapters are like recipe books, you know, where you would get so many items prepared by the devotees and how it was all offered to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And so, on one level, there is that kind of a rasa in Chaitanya Charitamrita, where there is so much of loving exchange between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. You know, it is like a 100-time elaborated version of Lord Krishna sitting and taking lunch with the cowherd boys and Brahma seeing, and then the whole Brahma Vimohan Leela. Chaitanya Charitamrita, in many places, that's multiplied by 100 or, you know, 1,000 times. So that kind of so many leelas, you know, of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, devotees and, you know, accepting, offering prasada. Prasada related lot of leelas are there in Chaitanya Leela. And Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is also another level, which is topmost philosophically. And you see how topmost it is. That Srila Prabhupada said this is post graduation. And as we all know, currently we are offering Bhakti Shastri, where we study Bhagavad Gita, Isopanishad, Nectar of Instruction, and some Nectar of Devotion. And then we have Bhakti Vaibhav, where we do Srimad Bhagavatam in part. And then now they have also instituted the Bhakti Vedanta, where you study the rest of the Srimad. That Bhakti Sarvabhauma we have not even started. You know. So that is the level of Chaitanya Leela. Just trying to put it into perspective. And when we read Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami's esoteric explanations and interactions between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and these elite club of Ramananda Rai and Swarup Damodar Goswami. That is like a very elite. There is one level where there is a deep philosophical discussion between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his disciples, where he is basically instructing to both Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami. That's on one level. Okay. Where he delves deep into the philosophy and instructs them what to do and how to do, how to establish. Then on the other level, on a higher level, is the discussion between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda. That also in teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Srila Prabhupada goes into very much detail. And we are exposed to that. But what we find, especially in the Antilila portion of Chaitanya Charitamrita, in terms of discussion between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ramananda Raya and Swarup Damodar, and one or two devotees. So that discussion is like top of the topmost. So, Chaitanya Charitamrita is something that, at least for me, most of it manages to go above my head completely and totally, except for the very tasty prasadam sections of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Rest of it, you know, we read and we understand, and we act as if we understand, or we understand at least, you know, these are the recipes and this is what Mahaprabhu likes, this is what he doesn't like, etc., etc. Where there is that one incident where Jagadananda Pandit will bring sandalwood oil and he would want Mahaprabhu to use it on his head. And Mahaprabhu would say, he wants to finish off my sannyas, you know. I am a sannyas, I am not even supposed to use oil, and he is bringing sandalwood oil. And then Jagadananda Pandit breaks that pot of sandalwood oil and he starts fasting. You know, so on one level we have these very, very sweet leelas and Mahaprabhu chastising, then Mahaprabhu sort of pacifying Jagadananda Pandit. So many, many sweet leelas, but also very, very esoteric philosophy contained within those leelas. Whereas Srila Prabhupada says, Chaitanya Bhagavat, Srila Prabhupada explains this in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, one of the purports, in Adi Leela, chapter 8. In the 8th chapter of the Adi Leela, in the 36th shloka, Krishnadas Kaviraja Goswami says, Chaitanya Nitayara Yate Janiye Mahima Yate Jani Krishna Bhakti Siddhantera Sima. That is, by reading Sri Chaitanya Mangal, one can understand all the glories and truths of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda and come to the ultimate conclusion of devotional service to Lord Krishna. Here, Chaitanya Mangal is used to denote Chaitanya Bhagavat, and Prabhupada writes in that purport that under these circumstances, it is a great aid for the common man to read Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur's Chaitanya Bhagavat, for thus he can actually understand devotional service, Krishna, Lord Chaitanya, and Nityananda. Because Prabhupada explains in the earlier part of that purport that Prabhupada says that we are publishing the Srimad Bhagavatam. The Srimad Bhagavatam being the explanation of Vedanta Sutra, and because it is very voluminous, and also because many people have already misrepresented the Srimad Bhagavatam. Prabhupada says all these things. He says, so because of these challenges, the Srimad Bhagavatam, understanding Krishna and devotional service through Srimad Bhagavatam, which is although supposed to be the direct purport of Srimad Bhagavatam, because of it being so voluminous and because it has been misused by many speakers, and Prabhupada says that they have instituted this 7-day saptaha and collecting money, etc., etc. So Prabhupada says they misrepresent the Srimad Bhagavatam, so that has become a challenge. And Rupas is so, under these circumstances, it is easier for people to read the Chaitanya Bhagavata and understand the purpose of life in terms of love of Godhead for Krishna and understanding of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu in a simple way. So Prabhupada himself says that Chaitanya Bhagavat is a simpler presentation of Chaitanya Leela when compared to Chaitanya Charitamrita. So Chaitanya Bhagavat that way is easier on the reader. It is supposed to be easier on the reader. Although we must understand that this whole tattva about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the very nature of this being highly confidential, therefore it is also very difficult to understand. And if at all we have gained some understanding and acceptance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we must consider ourselves highly fortunate. Because he is Channavatara, he doesn't like to reveal himself so easily. So it is, on one hand, it is Srila Prabhupada's causeless mercy and Srila Prabhupada's great sacrifice that so many people have understood Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the Supreme Lord himself and in his incarnation to spread the congregational chanting of the holy name. There are many unfortunate people, even after hearing about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are not able to understand. They are not able to understand. So, when I say this, this may sound a little bit incredulous to devotees especially, because we think, what is the difficulty? But out of personal experience, I can say that yes, I have found personally people who chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. They read Srimad Bhagavatam, they read Bhagavad Gita, but they have difficulty in understanding and accepting Sri Chaitanya. And in spite of taking a lot of effort, they are still not able. So that is when I actually practically realized that, you know, if at all I have some understanding and some acceptance, it is, you know, my great good fortune and of course the grace of Srila Prabhupada and the Acharyas. So, delving into this subject matter of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is always, we must always remember and understand that this is coming by the mercy of the Guru Varga, Srila Prabhupada especially, having given us the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita and the voluminous purports to the Chaitanya Charitamrita. For many verses in Chaitanya Charitamrita, there are no purports. But there are many verses where the purports delve into the philosophy so deeply. Believe you me, it is a lifetime of study to actually delve into those purports and find the purport of those purports, as I would always say. So, about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, having some understanding and having some understanding about the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Here, Vrindavan Das Thakur is glorifying Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by saying, Sabhrityaya, Saputraya. So, who are the Bhrityas? Who are the servants of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada here explains that Bhritya or servants are the Grihastha followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Grihastha followers are considered as servants, and the renunciate followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are considered as his putras. Those who are renounced, like the Goswamis. The Shat Goswamis were all completely renounced. Therefore, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that they can be considered as the sons of Chaitanya. And he is explaining how it is, how we can accept it like that. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is explaining in the purport that it is to be understood that the Lord's renunciate Goswami disciples are accepted as his sons. The sannyasis who belong to the Achyuta Gotra are considered the Lord's sons. And in the beginning of his Upadeshamrita, Srila Rupa Goswami has established his followers as Tridanti sannyasis. So, all those Tridanti sannyasis who are Rupanugas, who are coming in that parampara of the Goswamis, they are Saputraya. They are like the Putras of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Sakalatra. Kalatra means, as we already discussed, consorts. Consorts who will serve the Lord in a way to please the Lord. That is the role of a consort. So, just like how Mother Lakshmi, she is always serving the lotus feet of Lord Narayana. What is her whole idea? To see that Lord Narayana is always pleased and happy. Similarly, as we discussed, these personalities who are considered to be the Kalatras, the Gadadhar Pandit, Gadadhar Das, Narahari Thakur, Ramananda, Jagadananda, all these people were interacting with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on a different level of rasa, whether it is Gadadhar Pandit, or whether it is Ramananda Rai, whether it is Jagadananda. So they had a different rasa of approach with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that is the reason why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu discussed those esoteric subject matters only with them. Just like we see that how Lord Sri Krishna would joke with Rukmini Devi in a certain way, with Satyabhama Devi in a certain way. And we won't find Lord Krishna interacting in the same way with Uddhava or with Arjuna, or interacting in that way with any of his other sakhas. So similarly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, the Antilila pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when we read Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains there that, as we know, every year devotees from Navadvip, they would come to Jagannath Puri for Chaturmasya. They would stay 4 months, and every day there would be program. Every day there would be program, and the highlight program would be Rath Yatra. And towards the later part of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says that even when the Navadvip devotees are there during the 4 months, during the time Mahaprabhu would, you know, be doing kirtan with them, interacting with them and preaching to them and giving them instructions and everything. And by evening, he would withdraw into his other mood of separation from Sri Sri Radha Krishna. And at that time, access is allowed only to Swarup Damodar Goswami and Ramananda, and Govinda, his servant, and maybe one or two others, not regularly. So you see, so at the same time, we find that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with his Bhrityas and his Putras, he has a mood and he would be interacting with them. And later on, with those who are in the Kalatra category, he would be interacting with them in a completely different mood, and the subject matter would be complete. And these devotees, whether you take Ramananda Raya or Swarup Damodar, especially these two devotees, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains that, you know, they would very expertly pick shlokas. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in a particular mood and when he starts speaking, they would pick appropriate shlokas from Srimad Bhagavatam or from Gita Govinda or from Chandidas's poetry. They had a few reference points. And they would pick the ideal shloka that would match the mood of Mahaprabhu and that would enrich that discussion. And that kind of discussion, we see that it takes place throughout the Antilila portion of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So that is why it is said that Chaitanya Charitamrita is very esoteric and it is very high level philosophy, which of course if we read, we can comprehend in terms of being data, but how far we can absorb it and understand this, that is a completely different ball game altogether. But of course, we can read through the Antilila and the purports and we understand that this is going on. But we don't understand what exactly is going on. We understand something is going on. We don't understand exactly what is going on. So, sa vrityaya, sa putraya, sa kalatraya. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's leelas differ between Vritya, Putra, Kalatra. So Vritya, all the household followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We know how merciful Mahaprabhu was towards all of them. And Mahaprabhu also gave them a lot of encouragement to increase the preaching, to spread the chanting of the holy name. Also, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took a lot of personal interest in terms of their well-being, their family's well-being. So that is a different mode. When Nityananda Prabhu, all activities, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very much involved in. In Srivas Pandit's entire household, there is nothing that Mahaprabhu did not know. Advaita Acharya and Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu had a fatherly affection towards Advaita Prabhu. Advaita Prabhu, but always considered Mahaprabhu as Bhagavan. So that is another type of interaction, another type of bhava, another type of dealing, even among Panchatattva. You know, with Gadadhar Pandit, it is slightly on the different Kalatra type of interaction they had. And with Srivas, with the totally Vritya kind of interaction they had. So, Mahaprabhu being ultimate incarnation of mercy and love, he expressed it, you know, just like when Krishna says, Yeyathama prabhadyante tam sudaiva bhajami. So, like that, whatever bhava these devotees, these Vrityas and these Putras and these Kalatras had, in the same way, Mahaprabhu reciprocates. And Rupa and Sanatana are coming. They have given up everything and they want to serve Mahaprabhu's cause. That is the whole idea that they are coming to Mahaprabhu. And so he engages them accordingly. And we all know how much they have accomplished. Today, whatever we see in Vrindavan is basically because of the six Goswamis. If today Vrindavan is glorified as such a, you know, wonderful, holy place, everything that we see there today is the contribution of the six Goswamis. Practically everything that we see today is the contribution of six Goswamis and their followers. So, who is the cause behind all the causes? That is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why? Because to his putras he gave that responsibility. Yes. Now you go, you establish, this is what. Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Prabhu, he said, you go, you establish grassroots level of chanting of the holy name all over now. And then all the other high philosophical discussion, he kept only with Surudhamana Goswami. So like this, Putraya, Kalatraya, Vrityaya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu engaged everybody and managed it in such a way that all fortunate souls who had the opportunity to interact with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, everybody got benefited with love of Godhead. And according to their bhava, they also got the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that is how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is being glorified in the second sloka of the Adikanda first chapter. I'll stop here. Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki jaya.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanavad Pranam. Thank you so much for such a beautiful class, Prabhuji. I do have a question. Prabhu, can you please explain a little further on Achyuta Gotra?
Achyuta Gotra, yes. Basically, in the traditional Vedic system, Gotras are beginning from all the great rishis, like Vasishta, Kashyapa, Kaundinya. We have so many of these, Bharadwaja. All these rishis, Gotras means basically family lineage kind of. So, what happened was that when it came to Kali Yuga, these Gotras became simply namesake, because there are still Gotras prevalent even today. But whether the Gotra follower has any quality to be a follower of that particular rishi is very, very questionable. Now, Achyuta Gotra actually denotes somebody who is directly linked to the Supreme Personality of God. You know, directly linked to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he is somebody who is in Achyuta Gotra is to be considered above people from all the other Gotras. So this was also established during Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time, so that the Vaishnava is always called as one who is belonging to the Achyuta Gotra, which means he is above even the regular Gotra Brahmana. You know, because this Gotra is basically very, very prevalent among the Brahmanas only. And because in Kali Yuga's situation, such Gotras have lost their relevance totally or almost totally. So, after Mahaprabhu's time, this Achyuta Gotra was instituted and began from Advaita Acharya's son, Achyutananda. So, that is what in Gaudiya system we follow, that if somebody asks which Gotra you belong to, we say that we belong to the Achyuta. Okay.
Yes, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for explaining that. So, in a regular temple, when we go, do we say that we belong? Like when they're doing Archana, they will ask, what's your Gotra? So, do we say that then? No, maybe not.
They won't understand. Because as far as they are concerned, there is no Achyuta Gotra. If you go to the traditional temple and you tell them, I am from Achyuta Gotra, they won't understand.
Okay.
So you can always say, I don't know which Gotra. A lot of people don't even know which Gotra they are. So. And in different parts of India, like if you come to where I live, they don't have the Gotra concept. At least the Kerala Brahmanas, they don't have the Gotra concept so much. So they just simply ask for your nakshatra or But if you go to Tamil Nadu, they will ask in many temples about Gotra. In Dakshina Canara also, they ask about Gotra. Any other places now, even the Pujaris don't know which Gotra they are. So, we have come to that situation. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Krishna.
Dhanvat Pranam. So glorious to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you, Prabhu, for the very, very wonderful class. And first of all, really apologize for giving you such a short notice and really grateful that, you know, just in an hour of time that you said that you will give class and you covered up so nicely. All glories to you. Really, really grateful to you. And
thank you. Actually, currently in BBT now, we are into the final stages of publishing the Chaitanya Charitamrita in Malayalam. So I am having the wonderful opportunity of going through the purpose and, you know.
So. Yeah. So that's why I was able to see that you could draw such beautiful parallels between Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavat, and glorifying Chaitanya Charitamrita so much. So it was so wonderful, Prabhu. Thank you. Thank you so much. And really, really, really very grateful to you.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dandavat Pranam. Thank you for the wonderful class, Prabhu. Prabhu, I have a little confusion which I had difficulty to understand. When you were reading, you were reading something like the Grihastas and the Brahmacharis Achyuta Gotra. Aren't the Grihastas too? Because when we take initiation, we know as ourselves also as Achyuta Gotra. So are the Grihastas not Achyuta Gotra according to what you were reading?
No, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that all the sannyasis of followers, renunciate followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are all Achyuta Gotra. You understand?
Yes, Prabhu. But we are like the Grihastas are not in the renounced order. So are we not Achyuta Gotra? So that is my concern, Prabhu. I understand. Yes,
Prabhu. Yeah. Prabhupada would accept all of us as Achyuta.
Yeah. Thank you, Prabhu. I just wanted that reassurance. Thank you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna. Dandavat Prabhu.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you so much. Even if it's very very late in India, and also I think you have given multiple classes today, but still you agreed in a very short notice and gave us a synopsis of the pastimes. And also I like the point how you said that we may think we have understood, or we may act that as though we have understood, but this is a very, very high level topic, and how Bhakti Sarvabhauma, we haven't even started about it. So that was very beautiful, comprehensive analysis and introduction to Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, Prabhuji. Thank you so much.
The specific reason as to why I said it, that's because we read it in English. I am not a native English speaker or thinker. I still think in my my mother tongue, either in Tamil or in Malayalam. And when I read an English sentence, I think I understand. And then I translate it into my mother tongue. And then it doesn't make any sense to me. Then I realize, okay, I'm not able to understand this. So on one hand, I feel, oh yes, this is like this. But then it doesn't make sense. Then we are forced to think as to why is it not making sense. And then we have a discussion as to, this purport, this particular two sentences, and then we have to refer to some higher authority, so Chaitanya Charitamrita that way is a very, very, on one hand it is very challenging, on the other hand it is also very nectarian. So that out of that personal experience I just shared, some of the purports and some of the, many of the things that Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami presents, it's like the summum bonum of Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta. So that's the thing. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. That as Mataji said, that, out of your experience, whatever you're speaking is so valuable realizations for us. Thank you for coming in this forum and taking class, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Somebody
Krishna.
Raised their hand.
Yeah.
Somebody raised their hand.
Yes, this is Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, says Sukhsagari Devitasi. I just had a question, Prabhuji. In the previous verse, too, it says Vishvambharav, and also in this commentary, it's Jagannath, Jagannath Sutta, and in the commentary, it's singular, it refers to Gaurasundara. The other son is not referred to here in. So I was wondering, so Vishvambhara, when they use, is that like, does it refer to, in the common, parlance, does it refer to both of them, like Sri Nityananda and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or, it just refers to one?
See, I am not a Sanskritist. Per se, but from what I understand from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati's purport is that because it is used in that plural sense, Vishvambharav, which is meant as a plural, more than one. So that way he says that this, the invocation first sloka is denoting both Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. Otherwise, when it is said Vishwambara, that is referring to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is holding up the entire manifestation. So like that. Vishwambhara, when it says, it is said that it is together, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu together. So that is how we have to understand it.
Thank you, Prabhu. I have just one other question. I hope it's okay to ask.
Yeah, please.
The other thing which is mentioned is the three Shaktis. Like Bhu Shakti, Sri Shakti, Neela, and then it says Durga. But please correct me if I've understood wrong. But generally, we regard Durga Mata as the sister, right, of Vishnu, rather than a consort. So, how should we understand that, Prabhuji?
Yeah, consort in the sense, as I said, consort does not always mean that, you know, somebody who is in a conjugal relationship. Consort can also be taken in the sense of somebody who is serving somebody for their pleasure. That is how, in the extended understanding, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is giving the names of Jagadananda Pandit, Ramananda Raya, etc., etc. So, when the Lord is explained in Vedic literature, he is explained that he is having the three Shaktis, is accompanied by his three Shaktis. It is said like that, you know. So that is Bhu, Sri and Nila. So they are actually representing the energies of the Lord. So not always that they are consorts of the Lord. They are the three energies of the Lord who serve the Lord in different ways. That's all.
Sure, Prabhu. So that would be a kind of a newer definition for consorts, right?
Yeah. That is, we can extend that. And as I said, in the Vedic literature, when it mentioned, it mentions them as the three energies of the Lord. So when you take it that way, you know, one energy is the consort of the Lord, the other energy is like that. We can take it.
Sure, Prabhu. Thank you
because
so much.
All their relationships are also transcendental, so we don't have to, you know, get confused or misunderstand them in any other way.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Thank you so much for the beautiful class, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji, once again for such a beautiful class. And then as everyone said, in a short period, you have covered so nicely. We are so grateful for you. So are there any other devotees have any other questions or realizations to Prabhuji? If nobody have any other questions or realizations to Prabhuji, Prabhuji, with your permission, we can end the call here, Prabhuji. Let's pay our obeisances to Prabhuji. Vancha kalpa taru kesya krupa sindhu jaya vacha
patitana pavane
vaishnavi namo namah.
अनंत कोटि वैष्णव की जय. श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय. श्री चैतन्य भागवत की जय. गोवर्धन की प्रभु जी की जय. सो मच प्रभु जी.
हरे कृष्णा. थैंक यू सो मच फॉर ब्यूटीफुल क्लास. हरे कृष्णा.
हरे कृष्णा.
हरे कृष्णा डियर डिवोटीज. थैंक यू फॉर जॉइनिंग टुडेस क्लास. वी विल मीट अगेन टुमारो. क्लोजिंग द कॉल फॉर टुडे. हरे कृष्णा.